I remember, like, I did, when I was in undergrad, I did history, and we did a course on, it's called Women in Prostitution, but we actually talked about syphilis and all those kinds of, like, venereal diseases, and back in the day, they used to treat people with mercury. Like, they would lie in these beds and they would wrap them in sheets, and people would just be sweating and sweating and sweating, and they'd turn gray because they were getting treated with mercury. State-of-the-art treatment.
Were they all right at the end?
No, most people died.
They
died of mercury poisoning. The history of, like, medication and drugs and stuff. Yeah. Like, Banting and Best, that's where they developed insulin at the university I went to in Toronto, the University of Toronto. That's where they developed insulin.
But they had insulin comas for people with mental health problems, for people induced a coma. And the idea was, I can't remember the actual idea of it, but it would do something to the brain. It was kind of a shock therapy, only they use insulin to shock the body rather than electricity. They induce fever, and then they'd have the opposite, kind of cold baths to calm. And not just like, oh, hop in a cold bath and get out. It was kind of like basically wedged in the water for hours on end. And there was a guy in America, and he developed this theory that it was what they called focal infections, which are infections that line your teeth, and they just kind of spread poison all over the body, and it manifests in psychotic symptoms. So he had this hospital where he just basically ripped the teeth out of everybody.
Oh my God.
And then, of course, they didn't get better. So then he's sort of like, well, where else? Like, tonsils. Rip all the tonsils out. That's where infection gathers. And all the evidence was coming in saying this isn't work again. He was doctoring all the figures and sending them all around the world. This is brilliant. So all the fossils have been seeing. It's really fascinating book that we talk about. And the same with lobotomies. That was
lobotomies.
Everybody knows about
Dr.
that.
Dr. Mon.
But basically, you know, the first couple of cases they look interesting, and then they just doctor the figures because they're so wanted to believe it.
He was doing lobotomies up until the 70s in the States, and he had gotten lobotomized hundreds of thousands of people.
I know somebody that had a lobotomy. He died quite recently. Probably the last people in Scotland to have it done. I mean, this is due neurosurgery, but it's like very, very rare. It's in like 6 cases a year in Scotland, I guess. It's only done in Dundee.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The history of that's really, really interesting, actually.
But it's kind of, in some ways, that they wanted to do something and there wasn't any obvious cure, so they were desperate to do something, but also was they wanted to make their name.
Yeah.
They wanted to be the one
did.
That came
they were
up with the cure, and then they believed in it so much because they actually said, hang on a minute, it's not actually working.
Yeah. Because then you could get your disease or whatever named after you, couldn't you?
Yeah, or the treatment named after you.
Yeah.
Everybody would be grateful.
Yeah.
At the same time, the amount of lies they have to tell themselves and tell doctors right going to families in all your childhood.
He got shot by one of the patients that he lobotomized.
Sorry?
Dr. Mons got shot by one of the patients he lobotomized.
Oh dear, that's terrible, isn't it?
Got a taste of his own medicine. Yeah, it's interesting. It's really, really interesting. I like that kind of stuff. About that. But I was doing some research back in Ontario at the hospital with a doctor, and he's doing neuroplasticity and schizophrenia. And neuroplasticity is really cool.
It's the trendy thing at the moment.
Yeah, it's just how the brain can change itself after trauma or after something's happened to it. And so basically, there's all this research about how these brain fitness tests, like visual, hearing, and memory tests, can help kind of decrease the complications that come along with, like, the cognitive effects that happen when you kind of get schizophrenia.
Or when you get put in medication for it.
Yeah, the medication. So this was research done that says that if doing these cognitive skills is actually helping with the recovery from schizophrenia. And so he's running these studies at the hospital patients. Really, really interesting stuff.